Today we visit once again the beautiful gospel about the Samaritan woman who received the water of eternal life that never stops flowing from Jesus Christ, whom she did not yet know. But he slowly converted her. And eventually, she and her two sons became saints and martyrs. And her name is Saint Photina. The whole event is a magnificent thing. And of course, in these days, as there are people all over the whole world that are preparing for baptism, the theme of water is very, very predominant. And so it is in the Gospel of today. There's also the theme of obedience. And we see here in the book of Numbers, Moses and Aaron, who are praying to God to receive the law. And the people are complaining, as people often do. And they were thirsty. They had no water. They were in the desert. And God told Moses to strike the rock. Now, God only said, strike the rock one time. They understood this. But oftentimes, a lot of people think, well, I'm going to do more because I can do more, or I'm this or that or the other. And God said to them, because you have disobeyed me, because he struck the rock three times, not once, as he was commanded to do. God said, because you have done this, you will not enter with this people into the land that I promised to you. And then he later would say, I will allow you to see it from a mountain, but you will never enter the promised land, neither you nor Aaron. And so we see that it's very important to listen. Most of the times I find that people do not listen. You say things to them, and it goes in one ear and out the other. And you even give it in writing, and it goes in one eye and out the other. There's very little listening, very little attention paid to that which is said, even by God, as we see here with St. Moses and St. Aaron. They're saints, but they had to suffer, and especially suffer the very terrible punishment of not being able to enter the promised land. And so today, we need to think about this. Now, of course, we could be like Moses and Aaron. We may eventually enter the promised land of heaven, but not until we have gone through a tremendous amount of suffering in the fires of purgatory, about which we need to think and for which we need to pray and do everything in our lives that our purgatory may be shortened. Purgatory, there will be, needless to say, because we all sin. But nevertheless, we can sin less and then spend our time doing good things, in particular, reading holy books and the life of the saints and about the things that the Blessed Mother and the saints and our Lord himself have revealed to us throughout the history of the church. Listen, strike the rock one time. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.